بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول ثم لم يجدوا إلا أن يستهموا عليه لاستهموا عليه ولو يعلمون ما في التهجير لاستبقوا إليه ولو يعلمون ما في العتمة والصبح لأتوهما ولو حبوا متفق عليه. This hadith already for two majalis we have discussed it. Just one more aspect. If you look at the overriding meaning behind the hadith, what is the exhortation? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if the people had to come to know the value of azan and making salah in the first saf. These are two, as I mentioned, ibadat, the opportunities are limited. Not everyone can be muazzin, only one person in a locality or in an area where salah is to be performed will be muazzin. So limited. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you knew the value, they would draw lots in order to become muazzin. Second, salah in the first saf. Here also, limited. The second part of the hadith, لَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي التَّهْجِيرِ. If the ummah had to come to know, what is important is to understand the link. This word tahjeer, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted towards it. He said, لَسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ. You will outdo one another in order to fulfill this. Tahjeer, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah in the footnote of the hadith mentions at-tabkiru ila salah. At-tabkiru ila salah. To come early, to drive yourself to reach the masjid. Some, in the case if you look in the lives of the aslaf, the salaf as-salihin, they wouldn't just come for salah. They would be punctual. Not just punctual, they would be in the masjid before the azan could be called out. If you come after the azan, then to no problem. But there must be this gap. Intizaru lis salah. Waiting for the next salah. Or waiting for salah to start. So that mentally, psychologically, spiritually, you can prepare yourself. We learn in our jamaat circles also. This exhortation, this encouragement is constantly given. That if you will correct your salah, through your salah, every aspect of your life will be corrected. And one important aspect of that is highlighted in this hadith, something which myself included, most of us are very, very negligent about. That is punctuality. Not just punctuality, not just to be on time. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about salah in the Quran. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitabam mawquta. Quran uses a very interesting word. When Allah Ta'ala speaks of salah and the fact that salah is farz, is ordained, it's prescribed. Quran uses the word mawquta, fixed on time. Someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the most virtuous action? As-salatu li waqtiha. He said, salah on its time. Salah, wudu, azan, all these things. Muazzin, one of his primary functions is what? Not just to call out the azan. To establish the time for the azan. To establish the time for the salah. A mu'min is supposed to be someone who is disciplined, supposed to be driving himself. Today, when it comes to our Indian community, you always hear this complaint about many of us. He's always perennially late, never keeps his appointments, he's never punctual. What is the training for that? How do you become punctual? This hadith teaches us that. Don't just come on time for your five daily salah. Come punctually. Come early. Today it's a tragedy if you observe what happens on the day of Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah is that one salah where specially in Quran and Hadith we are strongly strongly encourage, come early, tabkir. In this hadith, tahjir, come early. Yet, many of us have this mindset, what time the azan will go, what time the second azan, what time is the khutbah, there's a talk beforehand, it's like some guna, some sin I committed if I came early to hear the talk. Or we'll hear, mashallah, NMJ, be here on a Friday, there's no place, whole place is packed, there's no place in the parking. Why? Because 12:30 is the first azan, and within 10 minutes is the second azan, or some timing, I'm not sure about the timing. But, in other words, one, we are not punctual, and then we are always in a hurry to get things over with. This should not be the attitude with our ibadat, particularly our salah. Learn in this hadith, the entire hadith, there's no real exhortation for the salah itself. What is Rasulullah encouraging us to? First saf, coming early. The whole exhortation, and not just virtue and exhortation and encouragement. Rasulullah says, "Lo ya'lamunna," if only you came to know what Allah has kept in this. In other words, in becoming punctual, in being early, not just for any appointment, for your most important appointment. What is your most important appointment? The 5 times a day that you have an appointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which Allah has said, kitabam mawquta, on its time. As-salatu liwaqtiha. In this, we find that Imam Ghazali rahimahullah and others, they've written a commentary, very interesting commentary or observation. The translation of it, when you are always late for salah, this is some thermometer gauge each one of us should be taking and look within ourselves. That when you are always late for salah, it says a lot about you and your character. It shows that you lack discipline, internal strength and integrity to be where you are supposed to be on time for your most important appointments of the day. And lack of punctuality means what? That you are not dependable. People cannot rely upon you. And a Muslim is supposed to be someone of the highest moral integrity and standing. We are supposed to set the pattern for others, not that others have to be following us. No one likes to say about themselves that they're not dependent, not dependable, or lack discipline. But actions speak louder than words. And being late for salah is the first warning that you are on a slippery slope towards being chronically late in everything else in your life. It's impossible that someone is regular and on time with his salah, and in other things he lacks punctuality. That very discipline that will inculcate within him this concern to be not just on time but to be early for his salah is that same discipline that will drive everything else in his life, which is what I mentioned earlier, that salah is actually a training. It's a training to get everything right in our life. For example, in the salah where your gaze is supposed to be, so that outside salah you guard your gaze. In your salah where your heart is supposed to be, so that outside salah you are safe from ghaflat, from negligence, from not being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are wondering why there is a delay in your sustenance, in your marriage, in your work, in your health, look into your salah and ask yourself a very, very important question. Are you delaying your salah? Are you on time? Or in fact, are you early? Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah, the great sage of Islam, he says, when salah is the least of your concerns, then what is your most important concern? As much as you fix your salah, your life will be fixed. Did you not know that salah was equated with success? Salah was equated, not just equated with success, equated with success every time the azan is given. Every time that muazzin calls you for salah, what does he say? Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Come, hayya, hayya, you're being encouraged. Hayya ala salah, come towards salah, and immediately, hayya ala al-falah, come towards success. In other words, get your salah right and Allah will give you farah and success. Success not just in akhirah, in dunya also. Success not just in developing your life, but developing you as a human being. Every aspect of your life will be corrected through salah. Come to prayer, come to success. How then? Imam Hasan Basri, rahimahullah, very beautifully, he asked you one question. And what is the question? When we look at salah, Allah Ta'ala tells us, salah is dua. Ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Seek the help of Allah. Seek the help of Allah with sabr and with salah. Now if you look at the sequence, seek the help of Allah through practicing sabr and then through salah. Because for salah you need sabr. Sabr is, we have this very limited understanding of sabr to be meaning patience. Sabr doesn't just mean patience. Sabrun nafsi ala ta'a. One part of sabr is to have sabr, patiently persevere to drive your nafs to obey Allah. Patiently persevere to drive your nafs to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Part of being punctual and coming early for salah is part of sabr. It's perseverance. It requires patience. It requires driving yourself. So, ista'inu bis sabri was salah. Seek Allah's help. Become successful. In this, the link is by having this quality of sabr in your salah. Bis sabri was salah. Then coming back to this point, Imam Hasan Basri rahimahullah, how can you ask Allah for success? How can you ask Allah to make you successful, make your salah successful, accept your salah when you are not responding to His right upon you? And what is the first right? First right, first haq that Allah has over you and I when it comes to our salah, as-salatu liwaqtiha, that be punctual. The first part we don't get it right. The first part we are not even trying to get it right. How are we going to get the rest of it right? How are we going to get khushu and khuzu in our salah if we're not on time for salah? How is that salah going to be developed if our attitude towards salah is just to get it over with and come last minute? So it is important. One of the important aspects of the training for salah is punctuality for salah. This is something that is important. Fortunately, like I said, myself included, we are very, very negligent in this regard. The whole meaning of this hadith, لو يعلمون, لو يعلمون الناس, لو يعلمون ما في التهجي. If only you knew, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, if only you knew what Allah has kept in being early, what Allah has kept in punctuality, what Allah has kept in being on time, لَسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ, you would compete with one another to be the first one in the masjid. You would compete with one another to be early. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.